program is paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents. The opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there? Welcome to Tony Mart Presents Music, Food, Fun, and Travel. And we are wrapping up the longest travel trip we've ever really had, Nancy and I, as we have gone all the way up the Amazon to Manaus, the last navigable port in the Amazon River. And we are back on friendly ground here in the Caribbean, in Aruba today, a very, very popular place. Yesterday we were in Curaçao, a place we love, and we're headed back to Florida, and it's going to be nice because we're going to be there at the holidays with lots of family, family and friends, a lot of good friends, people like my former colleagues, like David Kauser, a great attorney I got to work with, and with Alan Carr, who was a doctor that worked with me. You know, it's very timely, the way I'm listening to the news and thinking about really 38 years we fought with insurance companies to get people paid, to get insurance companies to pay people's medical bills. And I'm proud of the work that we did all those years. And obviously, it was work that needs to be done. Happy holidays to everyone. We're also going to be with our family. And we're doing a lot of work on the book, The Legend of Tony Mart. I'm using a lot of the at-sea free time to work on it. And the story begins, you know, in Sicily, but goes to New York. And when Dad got there by way of Panama in the early 30s, and we're going to be visiting with some of the younger generation, my cousins, who's Sam Morata and folks from up in the Bronx, who were part of that history, who basically helped Dad. And then we're going to do something that's very traditional. For many, many years, we spent Christmas in Miami because the Hialeah was Little Napoli, because all those people from the Bronx, a lot of people from the Bronx, moved to Hialeah in those days. We're talking now the late 50s, early 60s, to go to Hialeah Racetrack, one of the great racetracks in the heyday of Miami. You know, we're talking about the days of the Fontainebleau and Jackie Gleason and Arthur Godfrey. And Miami is, I'm very happy to say, it's one of the great cities of the world and was a really great city back then. So we're going to be doing some holiday celebrating with them and some of my former professionals who now live down here. But we are giving for the holidays, and we want to let everybody know that today's show is really about, as I've been talking about for a while, not only as we're writing the book and we are preparing for next season, and we're expanding Tony Mart Cares, the nonprofit, in order to try and do more for people, do more shows, help more artists. Rich Kurtz just got done helping a great, great artist with his copywriting and his business of songwriting, Kevin Pakulas from Tucson, Arizona. Tony Mart Cares is proposing to do at least 12, if not 14 shows for the city of Summers Point, for the people in Summers Point. We're sending a proposal over. And, of course, you know, Tony Mark Cares, Inc. is a nonprofit that successfully worked with the city last year to produce all the shows. And we're proposing to do it again. And one thing about this year that's very interesting is the 250th anniversary celebration of the United States. And I understand from speaking with some of the councilmen that they're going to have a celebration on the beach on the Friday the 3rd and Saturday the 4th. And we have already let them know that Tony Mark Cares, Inc. is ready to contribute and donate. We are a lot of the people involved with Tony Mark Cares, Inc. And remember, it's not just Tony Mark Cares that's producing the shows and doing these things, but it's also all the great people who were part of the Summers Point Beach Concert Committee for so many years, working as volunteers for the city. People like Linda Bader Archambault, Andy Molson, John LaRoe, of course, Nancy Barada is the backbone of it, and still is. So many other, Cheryl Kirshner, right, Nance? The lovely woman, the lovely Cheryl that collects the money. All of these people are ready to go again and continue to give and give. We give, I mean, the chefs and all the great people working at places like Sister Jean's and the Atlanta County Food Bank and all of the, you know, Atlanta Community College, all of these great people are working hard to nourish people. But we work hard to nourish the soul. And we're already working on a lot of great concerts. And we're just hopeful that everything can flow nicely. And we offer to the city and to South Jersey and to the region and parts of the nation from which people come, these legacy concerts on the beach. We're going to talk about that with one of the directors of Tony Mark Cares, the expansion of what we're doing and the help that he gives, a very, very accomplished public servant and, of course, entrepreneur, Frank Formica, who actually helped us put these free live concerts together, which eventually were backed by the CRETA, but we started them with Frank by soliciting small contributions and had a very, very distinguished time of it, beginning back around 2013, 2014, and now, of course, right up till last season, we've had some tremendous shows. And Frank is someone who has been instrumental in helping and is now, as I said, part of the Tony Mark Cares Board of Directors. He, of course, his family goes all the way back to 1919, and he ties into the book because the Formica Bakery was part of Ducktown. And the third chapter in the legend of Tony Marks is called Ducktown, USA, because that's where my father arrived and started his very, very long and very hardworking career to become Tony Mark. So I'm really, really happy to be able to talk about all of those topics with such an august guest and a guy who has really been a great friend and continues to be a great friend and asset to the people of Atlantic County, all the things he accomplished as the chairman of the Board of Freeholders, and of course has been a tremendous friend to the Murata family. This is above all is about Christmas together with our families and friends, the Formica family and the Murata family. Frank Formica, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you, Carmen. With that introduction, I should have used you on my campaigns.
Anytime. You know how much I support you and what we're looking forward to. You know, it's a great thing to talk about what it is that we have contributed, because we want people to know, I want people to know what you have contributed and what we have contributed together. But, you know, some of your accomplishments when you were doing so active, doing so much, the one that always comes to my mind is that great parking garage, which is now the Arts Garage and the parking garage. I think that's a great example of rehabilitation. Well, why don't you highlight a few for us?
Well, the first thing I'll say is that, you know, being elected is a privilege. But before I was elected, we started the Ducktown Revitalization Association, which we're going to get back to in a little bit. But my overall mission in jumping into the public circle was always to see what I could make better and who I could assist in making their lives better. And that sounds like a line out of a book, but it's the truth, because I watched my grandmother and grandfather struggle through the Depression, you know, historically through my father's eyes. And I was told of times when the price of coal was so dear that, and gas, which you had to have a meter to put, you had to put a quarter in a meter to get gas to your stove, the women couldn't make their own bread and they couldn't buy their own bread. So my grandmother decided to put a word out that every single family that had, that was making a loaf of bread, could come over to Formica's and bake it in their oven, which had coal going all the time. So that type of an action of reaching out to the community was sort of embedded in me at an early age. But, you know, the best way we can help anybody individually is to help them in an area that we're expert at. So, you know, I jokingly say we're just trying to make the world a better place one loaf of bread at a time. But, Carmen, what you've achieved with Tony Martz and your great legacy of music is to bring the food of the soul, which is music and arts, to people. Right. And, you know, I was happy to be a little part of it when I was, you know, in a position to get our first grant from the CRDA to produce Mardi Gras on the Boardwalk. And literally, the people listening now may not know that that was, you know, over 10 years ago, you know, that we started to bring a crowd of people to the Boardwalk to hear music that they would never be able to get to unless they traveled to New Orleans or the many venues that have that type of music. We brought it to the right. Boardwalk, not as amateurs, but as professionals. Mikal Sills, Cyril Neville, all the other, the Fabulous Thunderbirds, all the bands that came there were there for free for anyone to gravitate to on a nice July or August night. When the casinos were trying to fill seats at 160 to 400 a seat, there it was for free right on the Boardwalk in front of Boardwalk Hall. So, but that's just part of what I know that you've done through the years. I know that the Tony Martz is a charitable organization, nonprofit organization, that also reaches out to musicians and people in need and raises money. I won't go through the names. You probably have it recorded, you know, of all the people that it touches. And music and art has a very interesting family. You don't have to be from a country, a state, an ethnic group, you know, a religion. Everybody feels family when they hear the same music.
Yes. So well put, Frank. We are a family, the people who believe in what we do. And, you know, it's only 10 or 20% of the public in general, but that's a lot of people when you think about it. If there's 250 million people that visit the Jersey Shore during the course of a year, we're trying to reach out to a lot of people, and we do on Wednesday nights. And that would not be happening on Wednesday nights. We were doing Mondays for a while. We did Wednesdays. We did some really big things. I know you'll never forget when we supported Pinky Kravitz and his military parade, and we had no less than the Charlie Daniels Band and the Rascals that year. What a great year it was.
Absolutely. And then, you know, with your concerts on the beach in Summers Point, they got national recognition as the number one, you know, concert venue of that type in the United States. So for people listening the first time or people that may have forgotten, it isn't like we're talking about, you know, a neighborhood group that's trying to put on a Friday night concert. You have reached a pinnacle that I think finally everybody in Summers Point, you know, appreciates. And that's why you keep doing it every year.
Well, I appreciate that. And I know that I'm especially proud with you because our roots go back to almost the same place in Sicily where my father left your family in Sicily. Well, let's talk for a minute about Ducktown and your roots in Ducktown. You know, my father got there in 1932, started working with a pick and shovel, and got to the point where he was delivering milk with a crazy horse, working for Sam Kligerman and his milk wagon. Give us some color on Ducktown at that time, because I know great stories and great characters. Oh. Your family was a backbone of it with the bakery.
Yeah. Well, we only got 15 minutes, so I'll give you the Reader's Digest. So my grandfather, Francesco, and his brother, Santo, came here via steamship from Messina. They left, and 41 days later, they wound up at Ellis Island, and it was a rough journey of a freighter carrying limes and fruit to Central America. It took him 41 days to get to Ellis Island. He gets to a portion of Manhattan that we now call Greenwich Village, which was all duck farms close to the Battery. And they anticipated through, correspondence, meeting some of their compadres over there in that neighborhood. And when they got there, the elders came out and said, go back. There's no food, there's no money, and there's no place for you to stay. Two young boys, 18 and 20 years old. And my grandfather said, I don't understand. They said, if you come, we're going to kill you. That set my grandfather's tone for the rest of his life. They went back to the Jersey side, worked for a logger that was logging trees for a railroad that was being built in 1902 called the Camden Atlantic City Line for cross ties. They quickly made friends with the lorry driver that had a flatbed with six horses. They took a ride down to Atlantic City, and he became a pick and shovel guy himself, laying ties for the railroad until him and his brother, being ingenious immigrants like they all are today, they made a side deal with the foreman that they would buy a saw and saw their own trees down right here in South Jersey, that he went into business at 22 years old.
Wow.
Saved enough money to buy a four-story building by 1912 and call for the arranged marriage of my grandmother, Rosa Bongiovanni. And they got married on April the 14th, 1912. And on April the 15th, my grandmother put an apron on. And they had Rosa's Grocery, a butcher store was Santo, a baker was Francesco, and another brother named Rosario, butcher, baker, not candlestick maker. He was a tailor. That was Harry Formica's grandfather. And that it evolved into that. They moved that bakery to Arctic Avenue around 1926. But what was happening in the background was all the people were drawn to Ducktown from the same areas of Sicily. We're from Pierre Nicetta, there's the Sons of Delia from Delia, there's Nazo. They're the three areas that we immigrated from.
Right.
That they all gravitated around the magnet, which was St. Michael's Church. Had its first masses on the beach in 1904 when it was built. there was only two dioceses. It was the East Jersey Diocese of Trenton and the West of Newark and the West Jersey Diocese of Trenton. So they wouldn't give him a charter from the diocese. So they appealed to Italy, and St. Michael's was built in 1924 as a Roman Catholic Italian missionary church. And from that, it thrived. From the 20s on, Ducktown was crazy. It got its name because the Pennsylvania Reading Railroad at the time, it had a loading dock which was close to the bay, which would flood in the summer. And people of affluence would be waiting on the passenger platform, waiting for limousines, which my grandmother's brother, Frank, had the first limousine. Frank Bongiovanni had the first limousine service. And they would notice at the high tide that these ducks would waddle up alongside the passenger platform. And they got to call this place Ducktown.
Right.
Because of those ducks.
Well, my parents got married in St. Michael's Church in 1936, Tony Mart and Mary Mart Murata. And so you're giving us tremendous background into it. In the 30s, what was happening, these businesses, I've talked about in the book, and I really ought to have some of your comments in the book about, you know, these proud, hardworking people that really helped make Atlantic City at that time. There was convention business. There was early tourism. What was going on in the 30s leading into the 40s?
What happened was the Quakers from Philadelphia had built these iconic hotels. The Tramore, I believe, was the largest capacity hotel in the United States with over 2,000 rooms. You had the Breakers, you had the Marlboro Blenheim, you had the President Hotel, you had the Ambassador, which still is the bones of the Tropicana today from 1915, in case somebody wants to know, 1918. That's the same superstructure of the iconic the Ambassador. And then, of course, the Chalfont Haddon Hall, and I can't think of all the other ones that were there. There were big hotels there. Then there was then there was the Dennis and what have you. So in the 20s, that was Atlantic City's heyday. It was said that the three most coveted tourist destinations in the world by steamship was San Francisco, London, and Atlantic City, not New York.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Not New York. And at the end of the day, when they built the Boardwalk Hall, which replaced an amusement park on that block, that was the eighth architectural wonder of the world because it was the largest unpillared steel and masonry roof ever constructed, even to this day. Even to this day, you can have your super domes and all the stadiums that have those floating glass and fiberglass ceilings. So we, of course, the rest is history. We became the number one convention destination in the world. The China and Glass Show, which was 1929 is when the convention hall opened. By 19 gotcha. through the 30s and 40s, the American Medical, the China and Glass Show was equal to the largest show in Las Vegas now. I mean, we had over 56,000 first-class hotel rooms. There aren't 15,000 first-class hotel rooms in Atlantic City right now. So where does it come back to Ducktown? Because they needed the laborers. And the Italians were what you could say the Mexicans are to the kitchens of America today. They were the waiters. They were the cooks. They were the trail tradesmen. And so I want to cut it short, I said, but what kind of a neighborhood was Ducktown? Well, you got to understand that Atlantic City by the 1940s had 410 consumption broadsea licenses. 410 bars were in Atlantic City. That's almost nine a block. And a typical Friday afternoon coming out of Ducktown, who worked for Ma Bell, who worked for the electric company, who worked for the Shelburne, everybody was a blue collar worker. And there was the fish market. There was Barbera's. There was Mancini's. Soon there would be the White House. It wasn't around till 45. They get done work. They go to the corner bar, whether it was Allen's Corner Bar or Clovis or Maxi Mux or the Madrid, which is a whole nother, I could do a whole story on the Madrid. They'd get their shot and beer, their couple shots and beer. They come home, sit down, have dinner, and didn't realize that they weren't in their house until they finished dinner or somebody else's house.
Right. Well, it's a fantastic story. And, you know, that's where my dad jumped in at the Tony Mart Luncheonette, which is ironically right there near where we do the concerts nowadays, Columbia Place on the boardwalk. But
that was one block over from Nick Talley's.
Right.
Nick Talley's was Mississippi and the boardwalk.
Your knowledge of all of that is so valuable and so great. And I you know, I feel so proud. I feel such a communion with you when you're speaking about this, because that's what I'm writing. You know, these were honest, these were strong, hardworking, dedicated, the finest people. And they were creating Atlantic City along with all the movers and shakers and investors. They were the backbone. And that's why I'm so proud. When I say Ducktown, I think about what you're saying right now. So let's go back to the bakery a little bit. Let's come back to Formica. Let's talk about that a bit.
Sure. So, you know, of course, you know, me not knowing anything else but the bakery, because I was born basically above the bakery at 2310 Arctic Avenue, 1952, you know, and you had Rando's and you had Atlantic City Italian, Panarelli's. These are all fine families that made the core of Ducktown. And you had the Patermos, had the Venice Bakery and Santo Rando. Every one of them, if you could interchange either one of those families with the work ethic. They all work the same. And that's how I grew up. 9 years old, child slave labor. There's no Dreyfus, thank God for my parents. You had to work. I was allergic to flour. My father told me to get a shot and come back to work the next day. It didn't matter. When I got out of grammar school and I went to high school, a stark reality hit me at 15 years old. Most people aren't Italian. And then I found out that there's a little rift between us and the Irish. I didn't ever know what that meant, but you know, I found out in high school. Of course you married an Irish girl, so I'm not saying anything bad about it.
I was just going to say, Nancy is looking at me, Nancy McGrew, Murata.
It's an amazing thing, because there is an organization today on Facebook and social media that keeps us together. We just went to Chris Ford, God rest his soul. There's so many famous people came out of Ducktown that accomplished so many things that, you know, you have to write in a book because people would never know it. Every year he would sponsor at Angeloni's. He'd sponsor, you know, like a little Christmas gathering of all the people from Ducktown. You have, you know, all the old families were there, the Nanfaras, the Bananis, the Brunos. I'll forget their names, you know, but you still have that little bit of spark left, which you'll have till you die if you're from Ducktown. You still got that spark, knowing that you have something that anybody else that's not from Ducktown doesn't have. And the stories go on and on. You can talk about Frankie Fish's grandfather had his first fish market in his house. In the living room, there was a bathtub at Christmas time, seven fishes. There was eels swimming in his living room bathtub. Scared the crap out of me when I was a kid. But
that's so great. Frankie Fish Barbera, we're talking about. What's the name of that organization that meets at Angeloni's? Is there a name of it? The Ducktown Group? Or?
Our organization was the Ducktown Revitalization Association, and it was made up of three right out of the Damon Runyon character book. You had Angelo Mancuso Jr., who was larger than life, Sonny.
Right.
You had Art Ponzio, Sr. You had Edmund Colanzi. You could write a book just on him. The guy,
he,
a funny story, I hope I don't offend anybody, you know, but Art Ponzio and him, they all poked fun at each other. Eddie was short of short stature, and he had pants that, you know, went up to the middle of his stomach, and Art Ponzio Sr. would call him the big zipper.
Oh, that's
great. We wanted to recreate the thriving of Ducktown, and we almost got it close. Bill Gormley at one point got 16 senators to come down to create where Bass Pro Shop is, a piazza of all Italian shops that would thrive in the neighborhood with a trolley that ran by, but it wasn't to be. It wasn't to be. So, I mean, you know, the bakery is still there today. You know, we were invested by the Norcross family. Georgian family have been tremendous supporting it. The legacy of Formica's goes on, Formica Freitag Bakery. We still have our cafe there. We still have our cookie trays and our specialty cookies at Christmas time, and we still have the bread. And, you know, we're just trying to carry on, and it still goes on today. And anybody else wants to know anything about it, they can call me directly on my cell phone, 609-839-3904. Or they
That's
can
great.
Look it up on the website. They can look it up on the website, formicasbakery.com.
Then obviously that is a great spot there and has been for a long time across the street from my family's, the White House sub shop was my Uncle Tony Bazzilli and my Uncle Fritz Sacco, my great Uncle Fritz Sacco. So we really are very intertwined in our background, going all the way back to the Tyrrhenian Sea there, to Nauzu and Capodanno, Sicily. I did want to ask, in addition to going to the cafe, what availability of the products. I know we can still give, fortunately, we can get them right on the table in a lot of great restaurants all over South Jersey. They're serving your bread and your products. Why don't you expand on that for just a few minutes? Because we have to go soon, because you and I could do this all day. We're having so much fun.
I told you, it would take 4 hours to just talk about Angelone's. But at the end of the day, or Formica's or any of the other places, at the end of the day, I mean, you know, we have taken a turn here to get Formica's Freitag's bread out nationally. We are the official bread of the Philadelphia Flyers. We're up there at the Xfinity Mobile Arena, which used to be the Wells Fargo Center for 20 years. We have bread going up to different ShopRite chains, Saker ShopRite. We perfected a fully baked frozen product. We have U.S. Foods and Sysco now looking to distribute the bread in the South. We have a tasting at Wegmans and Whole Foods. But locally, we have 400 places that we sell between Cape May and Barnegat, wow, all the way out to Philadelphia. Wow. Bagliani's features our bread every day. Castle's features our bread every day. All the iconic sub shops. If I start naming them, I'll miss one and I'll get a phone call. But
We're running out of time, so I'll give you an out on that one. But I really love, you know, it's so impressive. That's an awesome set of statistics you're throwing out there, the way your original legacy of the Formica Bakery has expanded the way it has.
I just want to say one thing about the integrity of my family. You know, when you think about any of the great families, even the royalty in England, you know, you think of who the king is or who the patriarch is. It was my grandmother, Rosa, that was the bull of the family. When she was 70 years old, she would actually carry flour 100 pounds at a time to the mixer so her son, Frank, who was 42, could sleep an extra half an hour. And I said in the beginning of this segment, my grandmother and grandfather got married on April 12th, 1912, and she put an apron on the next day, April 13th, when they took her to Atlantic City Hospital when she was near 90 years old. She still had an apron on making cookies in her daughter's kitchen, Anne, who just passed last week.
Wow. You know, I think that's a great way to wrap it up because, you know, we talk about Christmas spirit. We are so lucky, you and I and all of the people that we know together who share this fabulous, I'll call it Sicilian American, but it's Italian American. There were, with all due respect to the Nablodons and the Calabres. And,
it's Italian American for my parents. It's American Italian for me and my kids. But whatever it is, it's something special.
Yes, and that's the spirit that we all think about and celebrate at Christmas. Going back to all the things that you make and the breads and the lasagna. I apologize for the fact that we took the year off, no lasagna this year, but you've been at that table with me many times because you belong there as we all belong together, friends and extended family. And everybody knows how much they love to share the Italian-American experience, and that's what you and I have been giving.
Well, if there was an award like Miss Congeniality, you would be Mr. Hospitality.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Frank. We love you, and we really love the legacy of the Formica family and Ducktown. And as I always say around this time, let's do this again soon. It was great. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you, Carmen. Thank you to your listeners. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bon Natale. Bon Natale. We'll see you back in Jersey, my friend. Take care.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Frank Formica, everybody, truly a living legacy of Ducktown. There are only so many, not that many, left who can trace their roots back to that and not just trace their roots back to it. I mean, a lot of people can, you know, pick up some old pictures, but this is a guy who is bringing the bread, the famous Atlantic City bread that's known all over the country. You know, wherever we go, people talk about when we're at any gig, we could be at festivals, cruises, anywhere in the United States or out on a cruise ship here in the Southern Caribbean. And people say, oh, those sandwiches. Man, you're the one that got us those sandwiches because we served the White House. Well, it's Pete Subs now that is our sponsor, who are more Italian-Americans like that, the Nistico family, the Pileggi family, with the Formica bread. It's something that we're fiercely proud of and deservedly so. Again, I think that was so wonderful having Frank and being able to do that. Back to Summer's point, I want to thank the Circle Liquor Store. Now, this is another great, great group of human beings. And, you know, I was doing some, when we first started Jersey Gumbo, I was working with a group of people and they had a different liquor store. And Jeanette Gemza, who was absolutely one of the great class grand dames of business in South Jersey and really anywhere, Jeanette Gemza, who's the widow of the great John Gemza, who was running the Circle Liquor Store for a long time. She called me and said, what the hell is the matter with you? You're not using the Circle? Because of all the years that my father and my family worked with and sat with the Circle Liquor Store. So, you know, we love Jeanette so much. She's a tremendously gracious and charming and classy woman, and we want to wish her a Merry Christmas and also apologize to her like we did to Frank because there's no lasagna and there's none of Nancy's Christmas cookies, but we are vowed to be back there next year to do that. We decided to see what the Amazon looks like, and there was nothing more compelling or intriguing up the Amazon than there would be right in our dining room with all our great friends like the Formicas and Jim's. But Circle is there and ready to rock. And the gift baskets alone and the convenience and the variety of the gift baskets. You can order them. You can call the Circle Liquor Store directly and tell them what you want, or you can go in there, and it's open from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., which I think is really important because people are running around shopping, and you can really go anytime. And, of course, the earlier in the morning or the later in the night you go, the easier it is to access everything. And look at this vast, vast selection. I mean, over 200 bourbons alone, and they have their bourbon that is bottled for them directly from the barrel, the Old Forester. And you can create a gift basket around ideas like that, like a single malt scotch, put in a Drambuie, or you could just go on all day talking about how to create these great things. And of course, the wines as a centerpiece, the sparkling wines as a centerpiece, a really nice sparkling wine or champagne, the Proseccos built around it, the French white Burgundies, the Napas, the Sonomas. You can theme them, and they'll do whatever you want to do and put it together for you beautifully. Or you just walk in and buy one. They have so many baskets and so many gift sets. And then on the other side, Jordan has a tremendous amount of the winter brews. So you can go in, you can walk into the Circle Liquor Store and see hundreds of specially seasonal brews, winter brews, and also the most unique and the most novel of the new products, the seltzers, the cocktails in a can that are so popular. You can go in and get a dozen different ones without even, getting down too many aisles. And as huge as their selection is at Circle Liquor Store, they can order things and get them so quickly because the distributors all want to do everything that they can do to serve as one of the greatest liquor stores in the world. It is absolutely one of the best, if not the best, independent liquor store in the world. And people like Chester Malloy and the big guy, JM, who's going to miss his meatballs. He wants the meatballs at Christmas. And Jordan and all the beautiful people there, Stephanie and Vicky, and they're just so dedicated. Tim, who is Chet's son, we call him Chet Light. All of these people are dedicated to making your holiday really nice. When you go in there, then they take the time to do what it takes, and they'll take the time to order things and get them for you quickly if they don't have them. But they have so much, it's really enough to blow you away when you're thinking about all of those things. But more important than all of that is that they give and give and give. They support Tony Mark Cares. We wouldn't be able to have a beverage garden on the boardwalk next to the Mardi Gras on the boardwalk if we didn't have great sponsors. They are Tony Mark Cares sponsors. They are Tony Mark Presents sponsors. They are a big reason that we can give so much, so many free shows. And they give to everybody. They give the baskets for the door prizes and the charities. They just did a major event for the AmVets, but they're doing events all the time. Again, like I said about Frank Formica, I cannot express how proud I am that I am able to say to you, you know, Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, let's enjoy the holidays. together. Come and see us on the 9th of January when we have our big triple tribute kickoff party at Josie Kelly's. We have room. They hold about 300 or 400 there. But we want to share together. And we're so proud that we're sharing with people like Jeanette Gemza and Chester Malloy and all the people at Circle Liquor and what they do for everyone all the time. And the chefs and, you know, all the people that we're talking about all the time. Let's not forget our friends Tony Coppola and Chef Phil Gormley out at Smithville, a great place to go. And our dear friends at Resorts, the great culinary department there where they have the Sunday gravy and so many things. I need to find out. I don't have the information about. You should call if you're interested in the Seven Fishes. That's another thing coming up on New Year, on Christmas Eve. I just want to acknowledge all of that and let you know how important it is to us. Another individual who has been with us a long time, who is a part of the gang and a great, great guy, is Rich Gerber. And he's been our sponsor for quite some time now, and he is a very, very successful. Another guy who gives and gives and gives, gives his time. All you have to do is call him at 609-653-9101, and Rich will be happy to set up a time to talk with you. Rich T. Gerber, he's got so many different certifications and degrees, the alphabet soup. But what he's really got is almost 50 years of experience in helping people with insurances, with long-term care planning, helping you get your steady income blueprint so that you can collect reliably from the greatest institutions in the world, utilizing annuities for income or growth, and IRA and pension devices, how to work those devices to your advantage in terms of tax planning, disability income protection. He specializes in reducing risk and tax. And, you know, it's just so silly to call an 800 number, for crash-proof retirement when you can call someone who is a pillar of the community, 21 years as the president of the Northfield City Council. He's right there on Central Avenue, 327 Central Avenue in Lynnwood. Again, 609-653-9101. Richard has chosen to support Tony Mark Cares and the fantastic endeavors that we work so hard to produce, and this radio show, and all the things that we contribute in a small way to the community. And we're very, very proud of what we do, and we're very grateful to Rich Gerber. If you give him a call, he'll talk with you about your family, your plans, your needs, any changes in your life, how to adjust to them, what are the best strategies to employ. And then if there are products that work in the scenario that is most beneficial to you, and he will recommend those products. It's a lost art, taking care of people and spending a lot of time with people to take care of them. It's not lost at Rich Gerber, Richard T. Gerber Insurance, 609-653-9101. I want to take the time here to wish Richard and his family and friends Merry Christmas, and again apologize because he has a place at the the Christmas table for the lasagna next year, Richard. We'll make sure we have lots of lasagna for all of our friends. We'll miss everybody, but as I said, we'll be enjoying all the friends here in, well, I say here, not in Aruba, but in Southern Florida, where we'll be on Sunday, seeing old friends there and seeing the family that goes back to the Bronx and Ducktown and ultimately back in many instances to Sicily and Naples, very much Naples as well. Some of the family folks that were, that's why they called it Little Napoli, because the people from the Bronx and New York were in Hialeah, and a lot of them were Napolitan. I want to remind everybody that the Big Easy Cruise is not sold out. There are several cabins left, but I think it's well under 50. I think it's probably just a few dozen. But what a great, great way, if you're thinking about a phenomenal experience that gives you the excitement and the performances of Mardi Gras, New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, major Louisiana-themed festival, Michael Arnone's Crawfish Festival that we love and support, which is the last weekend in May 2026. But till we get there after the holidays, what a way to get on the a beautiful Holland America ship, the Eurodome, and cruise from Port Everglades up the Mississippi River and then over to Cozumel for warmth and water sports. But when you get up to New Orleans, you get off the ship and you go to the famous Tipitina's nightclub and see Galactic perform at Tipitina's, and that's a tremendous thing to see in and of it. But you know, you've got some of the biggest names: Trombone, Shorty, Little Feet, three original members in Little Feet. Just to be on a ship with them, if you're a Little Feet fan, Samantha Fish, Galactic, as I said, Cyril Neville, who is a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, the last Neville brother still performing. You know, Johnny Sansone, tribute to B.B. King with D.K. Harrell, Chubby Carrier, Johnny Boutte, Soul Rebels, John Cleary, Mark Broussard, if you like Louisiana style music, country rock and country music, Louisiana style, and Beau Soleil, if you like Cajun music. We will be on it January 18th, and you can call Big Easy Cruise or go to BigEasyCruise.com and mention Tony Mart. Make your best deal and then tell them that we referred you, and they'll take another appreciable amount off as a discount. BigEasyCruise.com, 855-923-7456. I want to go back and thank Frank Formica for making this such a special last show before Christmas. I really appreciate him and all that he's done for us and all that he's done for the people of South Jersey. And I want to thank all our other sponsors, Circle and Gerber, and all the people I mentioned, and our chefs, our King Gumbo chef. It's so great to be able to share so much with everyone, and we look forward to seeing you in the new year. And thank you for the support that you've given us, and look forward to hopefully winning again at Summers Point. First of all, we need the momentum and the support to get there to the Legacy Concerts on the beach in Summers Point, and we're looking to all of you to help us there. Please stay with us. And until we're together again, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and we will be with you next week on the radio live from Florida. And until then, let the good times roll.
The preceding program was paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents.